This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They're fakes. That's what Moscow says about those graphic photos and videos you're seeing of civilians allegedly deliberately killed by Russian forces in Ukraine. President Biden says Russian President Putin should be tried for war crimes. Today, Ukraine's President Zelensky will address the UN Security Council. The Ukrainian military says Russian forces are now preparing for an offensive in the southeast of the country. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's government is pouring soldiers into Ukraine's east to gain control of the industrial heartland known as the Donbas. That follows a Russian withdrawal from towns around the capital Kyiv, which led to the discovery of corpses, prompting accusations of war crimes and demands for tougher sanctions on Moscow. The Ukrainian General's staff says Putin's forces are focused on seizing the cities in two regions controlled by Russian-backed separatists and the Black Sea port of Mariupol. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Three Republican senators now say they will join the Democrats and vote to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as the first Black woman on the Supreme Court. The senators are Lisa Murkowski, Mitt Romney, and Susan Collins. The AP's Mike Gracia with where Judge Jackson's nomination is now.
The Senate pressed ahead Monday night, voting 53-47 to discharge Jackson's nomination from the Senate Judiciary Committee. That followed a partisan 11-11 vote by the committee on whether to send the nomination to the Senate floor. Jackson is on track to be confirmed by the end of the week as the first Black female justice in the court's more than 200-year history.
The gunman police believe shot and killed six people in Sacramento on a crowded street are still on the loose. Police have arrested a man they describe as a related suspect. He has a court appearance today. This is AP News. A Kansas comeback leaves Carolina blue. Gethin Kulba has this.
A roller coaster ending to the season for Coach Hubert Davis's North Carolina team after a 72-69 national title game loss to Kansas.
I should be disappointed, but I'm just filled with so much pride.
The top-seeded Jayhawks scored the game's first 7 points, but the 8-seeded Tar Heels roared back, including a 16-0 run to take a 15-point halftime lead. Carolina conceded a decisive 25-10 game-tying Jayhawks run to open the second half and later couldn't force overtime on Caleb Love's missed three at the buzzer.
We was just trying to go out there and do whatever we had to do to get the win, and it was just unfortunate that we came up short.
The Tar Heels fell short of their first title since 2017 and dropped to 6-6 all-time in the title game. I'm Gethin Kulba.
The Dow rose yesterday 103 points. The S&P was up 36. The NASDAQ rose 271 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.